brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wayne Madsen of the Wayne Madsen Report. I want you to continue here. We've got your detailed report up at prisonplanet.com, linking over to WayneMadsenReport.com. Gladio reprise, more false flag operations, and the fact that, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm a lot less scared of Muslims that are xenophobic and want to control their country and want people out. I know Christians have gotten along by and large with Muslims, so have Jews, except for during the Crusades and then in some of the more modern times. On average, that's an oversimplification, Wayne. But I know that, again, it's out in the open. In fact, I need to pull the mainstream news article up. I'll do a search while you're talking. That the police in Egypt got everybody back, said, get away from this Christian church before it got bombed. And it's just always the same. They always know. They always give warnings to insiders. Oklahoma City, first World Trade Center attack, second World Trade Center attack on 9/11. And we see as the whole world politically gets angry, the state's fingerprints all over these events. And now these internal warnings getting leaked. And even USA Today's hyping it that this year we're going to see massive truck bombs and terrorists. And head of the Justice Department says he loses sleep at night with domestic groups. Why the militias are going to link up with Adam Gadon and Alaki. And we've just got to go after the American people because they're now with the Muslim extremist.
Well, one important thing is one measuring stick I use. Anytime you see a Wolf Blitzer hyping a story like he did on the bombing in the church in Alexandria, Egypt, that usually tells me, because I know who he really works for. That tells me what's behind a lot of this. That was a remotely controlled car bomb that went off in Alexandria. And on Al Jazeera, they had a Middle Eastern journalist saying, this is new for Egypt. They haven't had a history of this, not like they have in Lebanon. But remotely controlled car bombs are a telltale sign of particular intelligence agencies. And I would point out that what we saw in Egypt has now exacerbated tensions between the 10% Coptic Christian community and the 90% Muslim community in a country. They've had problems in the past, but now it's really reached the crescendo. So who benefits by this strife in Egypt? The Egyptians are saying that it is foreigners responsible, but they had not said Al-Qaeda. They haven't really pinpointed it, but they've said foreigners. That doesn't say it was necessarily jihadists.
And notice, exactly, and notice just like with 9/11, we were shown old videos of Palestinians celebrating something that was later confirmed to have been staged. Magically, there's video of a Rena mob, celebrating the attack on the church right on time. This has all the makings of some type of Hollywood scripted situation.
Absolutely. So I think we're going to see. We've also had bombings of churches in Baghdad as well. I think it's the same type of scenario being played out there to exacerbate tensions we already had between the Shias and Sunnis in Iraq, and now we have them with the Iraqis.
Well, I've had Ray McGovern, the former top briefer to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., talk about how our government blew up the Golden Mosque in Iraq to get the Shiites and Sunnis killing each other. I mean, they've been caught. British MI6, as you know, Special Air Services arm, got caught dressed up like Sunnis running around shooting and killing Shiites.
Same thing in Pakistan. We've seen the same thing play out there where U.S. intelligence has been behind some of the attacks in that country as well. So this is pretty standard operating procedure these days.
So it signifies things are really heating up, that suddenly this stuff's popping up everywhere?
Absolutely.
All right, Wayne Madsen. I guess it's pointing towards Iran, possibly, an attack there.
It could be. We never know when that's going to come.
I hear you. Wayne, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we were unable to make connection to Max Kaiser over in Europe last Friday, but we got him today. For the next 52 minutes, I promise, for all the callers that are holding, we'll go to your calls early in the hour, then continue discussions into the end of the hour. Who knows, maybe even go into overdrive today with Max Kaiser. Always great to have him on. We've got so many things to talk about. We've got William M. Daley, former head of the Commerce Department under Clinton, with the mysterious death of Ron Brown. Now to go in and head up the White House operations for Obama, talk about influence peddling. And we've got Obama announcing that he's going to use executive authority to do whatever he wants in the country, so expanding things that Bush did. There's a lot of other important news we're going to be covering, the incredible explosion of silver and gold. Get Max Kaiser's view of what's headed into the new year. We've got all these other announcements that are coming out, showing more and more very serious storm clouds on the horizon. A lot of amazing police state developments that I haven't gotten to. Court okay searches of cell phones without warrant. And now the TSA is grabbing people's phones, downloading stuff off of them, their computers without a warrant. They're copying people's credit cards. But now the police are saying they can just do this to citizens. I mean, this is insane. I mean, your cell phone's your little computer, your little personal computer. And so they're saying that when the police arrest you and you're taken into custody, they don't even need a warrant for that. I mean, this is really crazy. I mean, folks, this is bona fide. They're getting rid of the bedrock of the Bill of Rights. First they told you it was for Al-Qaeda down the road, and now they say, no, it's for you, the American people. And an iron curtain of tyranny is ascending around the world. I want to get into all the mysterious what our last guest, Wayne Madsen, was saying is clearly inside job terror attacks in Europe and the Middle East, and all the evidence is there. But first off, Max, what do you think about the bird mystery? Microwaves, fireworks, secret weapons. What liquefies the innards of 5,000 birds, Max Kaiser?
I asked about these birds right off the bat, man. I mean, you know, there's a lot happening in the banking sector. You know, the birds, I don't
know. Are the birds for the birds? Are the birds?
Yeah, the bees are all dying off. Remember a couple of years ago, the bees started dying. There's another huge die-off of bees. Bees, without bees, there's no agriculture, there's no food, and then you have to rely on people like Monsanto. Birds are dying, the fish are dying. It's industrialization gone crazy. It's pollution. It's killing the natural habitat, and it's causing premature human extinction. That's been the trend. So, yeah, the natural world can only take so much pollution, and then it starts to die off, despite what some new members of Congress might feel is written in some ancient text. If you put a certain amount of garbage into the planet's ecosystem, you will kill the ecosystem.
Well, Max, I agree with you on that, but we're told put a tax on what plants breathe, and in the history of this planet, they know that carbon dioxide has been many, many, many times higher than it is now. Why do they focus on paying taxes to Al Gore and the UN instead of open-air genetic engineering, the German government studies connected to BT corn killing the bees, the electromagnetic studies out of Europe and even the U.S. and Canada, that the electromagnetics are killing trees and grass nearby, retarding their growth. My problem is government isn't focused on anything that's actually causing problems. They just want to tax what I exhale.
Yeah, the response to this problem, you've got two responses, taxes and carbon trading in the area of carbon emissions. Now, the problem with taxes, as you point out, is if it's going to be controlled by the same corrupt government, then we have no expectation that they would do any better job at collecting any kind of tax in any reasonable way related to anything. As far as carbon trading goes, well, that goes to Wall Street, and Wall Street is going to use it as a scam to pocket themselves billions of dollars and destroy that market as well, just like they destroyed every other market, and just like they're destroying what's coming on with Facebook. I don't know if you saw the news of Facebook, but they just did a deal with Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs now gets to buy $450 million of Facebook, totally bypassing the SEC rules and regulations. They're just breaking the law openly. The SEC has said we've got to take a closer look at this. People who follow Wall Street tell you this is completely illegal, what they're doing. They're just allowing folks to cash in on Facebook without giving the public a chance to cash in on Facebook, even though it's the public that has made Facebook the $50 billion company it is by uploading all of their photos and chats and all of the messages that they upload to Facebook. Well, that's worth $50 billion to Goldman Sachs clients. How much is going to go to the people who actually created the value of Facebook? The public, they get absolutely nothing, and it's completely illegal. And don't forget also that Facebook uses Zynga, which is a virtual currency, and Zynga is a new way to load people up with another new way, another huge wave of debt. So they're going into a whole new virtual world of debt, just like Monsanto uses seeds to create agricultural debt. Wall Street uses debt to create debt. Now you've got Facebook who's going to use Farmville and Zynga and virtual currencies to create virtual debt.
Exactly. Seeds were always a ever-replicating renewable resource, but now Monsanto and two other big giants, as part of an admitted strategic takeover program, make them agents of death that take over and infect the rest of the DNA of the planet, of the biosphere, not just mutilating but irrevocably damaging, and then you've got to buy from them every year. It doesn't continue the life cycle. This is blasphemy according to all laws of nature or any religion. But where are the Christians? The Pope is out now promoting GMO. It's of the Lord. I mean, this is so devilish what we see.
It is completely devilish. The Monsanto, what they call terminator seeds, are seeds that don't reseed. They don't populate. They don't, you know, dandelions would bloom without seeds that would scatter to create more dandelions. But in this case, we're talking about agricultural products or food. So wheat and other foodstuffs would not bear seeds to regenerate themselves. All that becomes an intellectual property of a company like Monsanto. And when other genetically modified patented seeds blew into the field of a guy who was not growing Monsanto seeds, Monsanto sued him for intellectual property violation because the wind blew their product into his farm without him even knowing about it. So this is what they're trying to control, the agriculture, the same way the Fed tries to control the money supply with debt. Monsanto's trying to control the food with Terminator seeds and intellectual property seeds. And Facebook now wants to control the cyberspace with virtual debt and Zynga-based virtual currency.
Well, I have an analogy. I have an analogy, Max, of the, because it is a genetic issue. Monsanto, which literally owns the courts, has their former heads as the head of the EPA, the head of the FDA. They've got all the bases covered. Same thing in Europe. They get caught smuggling seeds in, and other companies do, into countries as literal military outposts. And it's the equivalent of this. They come and plant GMO canola right next to your field, or GMO soybeans, whatever the case is, there have been many cases of this, or GMO corn. It blows into your field. They trespass and have planes drop Roundup bombs on it. It kills an area. Then they fly over and see that a few plants are alive. Those were the few that were Monsanto from seeds getting in or part of their genetics. And then they come sue you, admitting that they infected you. That'd be like if a man, a next door neighbor, moved in, stalked your wife, raped her, and then when she got pregnant, he comes and demands the baby, saying it's his, instead of going to jail. That's what Monsanto does.
Right, and they're doing it on an intercontinental basis. They've totally destroyed large parts of India's agricultural industry. This is why thousands of Indian farmers have committed suicide, because they are sold Monsanto seed to the point of a gun. And then when they can't afford to upgrade because the seeds don't reproduce, and they are heavily in debt because they have to go in debt to keep buying the seeds. And by the way, the fertilizer, the genetically modified fertilizer, only works with genetically modified seeds. So they get you, you have to buy the GM fertilizer, the GM seeds, and of course they go in deeper into debt, and thousands of them are killing themselves. And this is part of the Monsanto program, is that they're death merchants. And they're far more, you know, if you do, I'll do a little experiment. You can do an experiment right now. You know, the Monsanto lawyers are deeply embedded in the Internet. Anytime, anyone can try this. If you write a blog about Monsanto, you know, they are right on you quickly. They are much more litigious than Exxon or the energy companies. They are really, in my opinion, of all the companies I've tracked over the years, they are the absolute worst.
Well, finishing up with Monsanto and these other big GMO companies, if you go back to Henry Kissinger's State Department Memorandum 200, Kissinger said, we'll use food as a weapon. We'll take over the third world. And, I mean, it's an amazing business model coming out of this coterie of companies. And I guess that's just the way it is. We've just got to submit to it and worship them, and it's wonderful.
Well, it's debt. And, of course, they go in there with this idea that they're saving farmers and they're making food available, and they get them hooked on these intellectual property-protected seeds that they administer like a central bank. It's a currency. It's a seed, an agricultural currency, but it's all debt-based. And so
you have agricultural debt, you have monetary debt from the central banks, which you cover all the time. You know this very well. Then you have this new virtual debt, which is coming via Facebook, which is now in bed with Goldman Sachs, who is financed with some Russian oligarch people. And they're putting together now a multi-billion dollar, 600 million user debt farm, a virtual debt farm.
And you predicted that it would be turned into a giant casino gulag. We'll be right back with Max Kaiser with his outlook for this year. Stay with us.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Okay, I want to get to your calls. I want to get into what's happening with the economy. But let's get Max Kaiser's 2011 predictions for the economy. Max Kaiser.
Well, my prediction number one, hell breaks loose. That's my number one prediction. massive chaos everywhere. It's economic chaos and ecological chaos, what I call the eco-eco-chaos scenario, E-E-C-S, the eco-eco-chaos scenario. And they're feeding on each other. So like in Australia, because of the massive flooding, their coal industry is collapsing and the economy is going through a gut-wrenching change, which, of course, is going to force them to do something silly like increase the money supply, which will only cause more pressure on to people to buy precious metals in other places of the world. So the ecology breaking down and the economy breaking down are feeding on each other to create this massive chaotic nightmare in 2011. You're already starting to see that happen. Number two, I think finally you're going to see the silver shorts get their behinds kicked. For example, today is a good example. The price of silver is down 3% or 4%. But when I'm looking at the exchange-traded funds, I don't see any volume. There's nobody actually selling physical silver today. So where does that price action come from? It just comes from the paper market. Nobody's selling their physical silver today. They're just loading the boat with more of these naked short sales coming out of Wall Street again. But I think that this year, this game is going to end because ultimately there's a tipping point. When I spoke with David Morgan on my show, Kaiser Report, and he, you know, reiterated the point that for every physical ounce of silver you take off the market, you kill 100 paper ounces. And that leverage is fantastic. And the bank stole our wealth. Now it's time to take our wealth back in the form of the silver. I think that's going to continue to rise in price. And the price rise is tied to how upset people are going to be. And, you know, the greater the outrage, the higher the price will go. House prices look like they're going to another leg down. And interesting now, the commercial real estate is going to go through a gut-wrenching decline. All the malls in America are pretty much empty. Sears, sales are down. Walmart, sales are down. So at the medium to bottom end, retail sales are crashing. All those malls are empty. You see some sales progress in the high end in places like Tiffany because the kleptocrats and the aristocrats, of course, like to buy the occasional bauble. But for the mass consumer out there, sales are definitely down. And, you know, those are my three top picks.
Well, I have to agree with you. I mean, it's mathematically impossible right now to ever be able to pay back the 1.5 quadrillion in false derivatives. But you can see what the system's doing. They're setting up a police state to politically suppress us. They have announced, and I have that report here, that they are starting to seize all or part of pension funds in Europe. That's the headline. I mean, and we know Europe's just a few years ahead of where we're at. And Max, I got to rib you a little bit, but I mean, I know it's tongue in cheek a bit, but you live in France because you don't like the police state here. But Europe is you know, basically owned by the cousins of the people, you know, so to speak, that own this country. You know, the same ilk of kleptocratic mafia, and so we're all getting our goose cooked here. But how much will the population put up with? Because people just 5 years ago would blame a Sarkozy or a Gordon Brown or a George W. Bush or a Barack Obama. Almost no one now, you know, really thinks presidents actually run something. I mean, doesn't the ruling oligarchy have a problem because they're up there running around like robber barons being pulled around by their white horses in front of everybody?
Well, I like, as I've been saying on your show for a few months now, when I say, when I attack the U.S., I say people should leave the U.S., I always talk about Brazil and Chile. You know, Brazil and Chile are two countries that are really great opportunity for people looking for stable governments and real, honest to goodness.
Yeah, but can I own a gun to protect myself from kidnapping? I mean, I know pretty soon we're about to be just like Mexico, basically, kidnapping capital. But
yeah, but I mean, Brazil is an enormous country, and there are cities and towns all over Brazil that are sleepy little towns that, or marginally active towns that I think offer a greater upside for the average person in the U.S. who's just getting screwed. I mean, their government treats them like dog dirt. Their opportunities have been squeezed out because the banks stole all the money. So there's immigration. Why not be immigration? You know, historically, that's how did the founders of America come to America? They immigrated. migrated. They left the UK. They got sick of the UK. They got sick of the. They got
I
sick
tell
of
you, I might move to Brazil if I could have a Barrett 50 cal, but I can't.
Well, okay.
But hey, Max, over there in France.
Hey,
Max, you got a boomstick in there under the pillow? Stay there. I want to talk to you about this and take phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do, because I said I'd get to your phone calls, and some of you have been holding for like 45 minutes. We're going to take your phone calls right now on any subject you want, but I know it was earlier for calls for witnesses about the dead and dying wildlife, and this is a big deal. And then we're going to hold Max Kaiser, who's going to ride shotgun with us, at least 30 minutes into the next hour of Super Overdrive. It's actually just Overdrive. I guess if we went into a fifth hour, it'd be Super Overdrive. Rarely do that. Of course, we did the 27-hour broadcast last year. I think I'll do one of those again this year, maybe two. That was fun. But Max Kaiser is our guest for at least another hour. We will continue with your phone calls and a bunch of news and a key video I'm going to play in the last 30 minutes. That's extremely powerful. But I do want to go ahead and get to your calls. And so without further ado, let's talk to Lucretia in Oregon. Thank you for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Who am I? I'm an InfoWarrior girl.
Well done.
I finally got you on the local radio station, KMAD here. after 2 years of working hard on the guy that owns the station. So
that is awesome. You know, I was talking to Lisa Lyon, the producer of Coast to Coast AM, and she heard me on that station. That's where, you know, up in her neck of the woods, and she likes the station. She listens to it. We're on several there in Oregon. Tell folks again the call letters and the frequency of the fine station.
KMED 1440, and sadly you're on at night, so he broadcasts you later, 6 to 9 p.m.
Well, it's not sad. We're glad to be on weekdays.
Right. And you are on live on Sunday, so that's awesome. But, yeah, I gave him over 100 of the Obama deceptions to give out.
How is the station liking it? Because we're on so many new AM and FMs, getting two or three a week that are new, and we're talking about all these hardcore issues, and the stations are loving it. I mean, but again, 10 years ago, it was like I was a 14-headed, you know, goblin. But now people can see what we're covering is reality.
Absolutely. I can see the difference in the callers. They're totally waking up. It's awesome. So, yeah, I'm totally stoked about that. But I wanted to, you know, you asked about the birds, and so I wanted to cover the four main points. One is to consider having Loren Murray on. She talks about the dramatic increase in earthquakes since HAARP was put in. She also, being a whistleblower from Lawrence Livermore, knows about Gordon McDonnell, who, as you recall, was Lyndon B. Johnson's scientific advisor when Ben Livingston was doing all the monsoons. And she says he's a geophysicist that was a part of the technology to set off earthquakes and volcanoes. But
I have Secretary of Defense Cohen in 97. In fact, I've got the quote here in my stack. I'll pull it out if I can find it. I've covered it on Coast to Coast. This is real, and earthquakes are increasing, and they're behaving like they haven't behaved in the several hundred years that the scientist, the seismologist, the volcanologist, and others have been studying it. And I got Secretary of Defense Cohen in Army Times saying that our government and other governments have developed tectonic earthquake weapons, and just like they laughed at us years ago about weather modification, now it's all over the news, and they're not just spraying stuff out of airplanes. They've got these big antenna farms doing it from the U.S. to the Middle East. It's crazy. Let me get Max Kaiser's take on that.
Well, what about the earthquakes that the industry is putting together on purpose? I'm referring to shale fracking, where they're going in and they're fracking the crust of the earth to get a little natural gas. I'm sure that disturbs the earth crust.
And, of course, it's a politically correct term. They don't call it cracking. They call it fracking. I mean, what a joke.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is just industry cracking the earth's crust to get a little extra cubic feet of gas to power this industrial monstrosity for a few more months. Just leave the earth's crust alone. You know, stop fracking.
Well, we saw that with the Deepwater Horizon, a record deep well, and I was studying in many areas of the Gulf of Mexico, as deep as they were going is how thick the crust is. They're going into the mantle.
Yeah, well, that's going to disturb the way, you know, that's the point. If you keep, you know how many drill bits there are in the Gulf of Mexico? I was amazed during the BP crisis. There are thousands of these things going in there and screwing around.
Yeah, I think there's 15,000 plus in the Gulf. I mean, if you go out there fishing now, when I was a kid, you go out fishing, you hardly saw rigs. It's now just rigs everywhere. And when it's nighttime, you see even more because now the lights stand out. They're just all over the place. And you think about the butterfly effect or the lensing effect, the megaphone effect. What's the proper term?
Amplification.
Yes, the amplification effect. There you go. Thank you, Max. Of all of this, it's probably untold what it's doing. Lucretia?
Well, that's what I was saying at the beginning of the show. This is a year when Mother Nature finally says, go to hell.
How do we know the globalists aren't launching a lot of these weather attacks themselves and then saying, oh, look at the weather, let us have our carbon taxes, buy Al Gore another beachfront property because the water's rising?
Well, because you have to have some sensitivity as an earthbound human being to what's happening with Mother Earth. You know, you just listen to your own body and your own soul cry as you watch Earth crumble. Because it's being fracked to death and polluted to death.
Well, I'll say this.
I don't doubt that the globalists, who are the globalists? They're corporations. We're talking about the same thing. They're just destroying the resources to get the last penny of resource out because they're crazy. They're suicidal. You know who wrote the best book on this is Dr. Seuss. He wrote a book called The Lorax.
Yeah, and the last Lorax gets cut down, yeah.
Yeah, read Dr. Seuss's the Lorax, and you understand what the current situation is. If you can't understand a Dr. Seuss book, then heaven help you.
Dr. Al-Qaeda Seuss? He criticizes the government. I don't like him. Lucretia, great job. Thanks for helping us get on that station. That's how we're getting on all these great stations. And the stations are having big success with it and reaching more people, and we love it. Rashid in New York, thanks for holding for eons. You're on the air with the one, the only, Max Kaiser.
How you doing, Alex? First time caller. How you doing, Max?
Yeah.
I just wanted to know what you actually think about the Carlyle Group purchasing a major supplement company called MBTY for $3.2 billion.
Well, I've got a comment. That's an inside operation. They know that supplements, they know that agriculture, metals, commodities, energy is going to be the future as paper currencies and other forms of paper are exposed as being fraud-ridden instruments. But also, this is all about inside baseball, just like the Obama crime syndicate has given over 500 waivers to select campaign contributors, companies, McDonald's and others, where they don't have to get insurance for their employees, or if you gave the Democrats, you get to keep your Chevy dealership. This is big city Chicago mafia merged with the Fuhrer precept unitary executive of Bushy. What a monster amalgamation that is. And so you're going to only have select insiders who are allowed in the future under Codex Alimentarius, that, by the way, is in the House and Senate bill, the Food Safety Act, admits they selectively get to shut down who they want. That's the essence of insider baseball. Comments on that, on what Rashid's asking there, Max?
Well, we're talking about a food supplement company, and it's part and parcel with this idea of unnatural synthetic food and replacing natural food, you know, as you talk about on your show all the time. They're cracking down on people growing their own food. People are not allowed to. The price of natural organic food is beyond the reach of most people. So a company like this that produces food supplements, the price is going to continue to go up as people are going to be shut out from access to wholesome whole food. So this is part of that prison mentality. You know, it's basically prison gruel. And this is what they're going to be serving the poor prisoners in the casino gulag.
Yeah, and you're talking about a general spectrum. I don't know about Carlyle, very wicked company, buying the company you mentioned. I've never heard of it. They may just be angel cakes, and so they got bought because they have a good product. I don't know. I'm just generally looking at who financed the food safety bill. It has nothing to do with food safety and is Codex Alimentarius. And for years we'd fight this. We'd have the official UN documents, Europe trying to pass it, basically where you can't get raw vitamins over the counter. You've got to get them all adulterated and patented and reformulated by Big Pharma. And it's Big Pharma, genetic engineering, mixed with the military-industrial complex and the big banks, and it's all just a predatory, weaponized, cancerous takeover paradigm. Rashid, anything else from New York?
Just a prediction for 2011. A lot of the colleges is probably going to close down in a sense, but they're going to close their doors because I guess a lot of people are realizing that there are no jobs here and degrees are basically worthless.
Well, I mean, unless it's something like being a doctor or an engineer where you've really got to have the technicals, I feel so sorry for folks that go and get, you know, philosophy degrees and things. I mean, I don't know. I know so many engineers that are literally working at Walmart now, but then 17-year-old kids that actually know how to get stuff done on the Internet, they're getting paid a lot of money. I mean, it just shows that with the acceleration of knowledge, what colleges are teaching on average is 5-10 years old. I mean, when I went and took RTF, they were literally were teaching me nothing. It was like 50-year-old baloney about the media system. I just went out and found a crack in the media and jammed myself into it, and here we are. Look, shoe leather, ladies and gentlemen, and brains and action and taking action. That's how you get things done. I appreciate your call, Rashid. And, yes, the big education bubble, we've been talking about that for years. Max Kaiser, your take on that.
Well, yeah, I think it's an interesting reflection of what's going on in the rest of the economy because education is becoming a have-nots and have-yots. So, okay, the price of an Ivy League education is going up, and of course the people who can afford to go to those schools are financed by the children of the bankers on Wall Street.
And that's really, and Max, as you know, that's really only about getting in with the in crowd so that even if you're not from the elite family, maybe you can be a secretary making $1 million a year, and they do on Wall Street, because you dated the captain of the football team at Harvard or Yale. I mean, it's all about being part of the white shoe boys.
Well, and they teach you, in economics, they teach you the neoliberal school of economics, the Chicago school, the Obama, he's a graduate of that school of economics, the Milton Friedman school. And this school, the Ben Bernanke is also a graduate of this school. It teaches you to look at the economy and only see deflation. And your response is always to pump more money, which, of course, makes the asset prices of the people who weathered your education by endowing the colleges that you went to in the Ivy League rich because their asset prices go up. But the people who are now deprived of an education are getting bankrupted because the food and energy that they have to spend 20 or 30 or 40% of their after-tax income on to survive is going up along with those asset prices, so they're bankrupted. So it's an education system that bankrupts the lower classes and enriches the higher classes by making the cost of an Ivy League school that much higher and by making the access to all education totally indebted and privatized like a prison.
And then that creates a race to the bottom, and they're already prepositioning for that in armored government and corporate redoubts where the rest of us are basically just hunted down by their hunter-killer drones. That's not the Terminator movie. That's their actual plan with a drone-operated Skynet. I mean, these people are completely out of control. They talk about...
Plus, when you come out of college, you have these debts to pay off, and they're offering jobs as a TSA agent down at the airport at salary that can help you pay off your debt. While you've got this debt, you can take whatever job you can get. Jobs that you really want to get, maybe in as a teacher or something that is more societal benefits to it, you can't take. You got to take only the jobs.
Yeah, Max, I'm interrupting you.
In prison.
I'm interrupting you because your cell phone is in a watery position. The cell phone's better than landlines for some reason from Paris to Austin, Texas. Or I guess this call's going through Austin, Texas.
All right. So how's that?
No. Now it sounds crystal clear. Repeat what you just said.
Okay. So when you graduate from college, you got debt, and therefore.
No, if it's doing it again, it's driving me insane. Are you using a hands-free, Max?
Yeah, I'm using the cell phone. I was trying to find
you're using you're maxing out its you're using a hands-free plugged into the cell phone, aren't you?
No, I'm just using a cell phone. That's it. But the sound is bad.
Max, we're going to reconnect with you right now, okay? We're going to call you right back. We'll see if we lose him like last week, but hopefully we're going to get this done and go into overdrive. Stay with us. We're going to call Max right back because, I don't have to tell you the problem. You hear it. It sounds like we're talking to him from the bottom of a swimming pool. Let's go ahead and take another call. I hope Angelo can just talk to little old me because we're getting Max back on, or I can relay a question to Max. Angelo in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Good, sir. Boy, your phone sounds good. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, first of all, that when I was in high school and years in college, sorry, I'm kind of nervous a little bit. But when I was, I studied journalism, and I really got into that. I wrote for my high school newspaper, was a lead writer for them, traveled the country a little bit, but I got out of it because I was kind of sick of the bias. So I'd like to get back into that, and if you're ever in a time crunch or if you need an article written, my services are definitely at your disposal.
Well, my problem is we're just a small organization. I've got people that understand the New World Order, and then they just write articles, and usually I don't even review them. Occasionally I'll just tell them, there's a typo here. Because we're all moving so quick. But I would suggest you just start your own website, your own blog, start doing YouTube videos, go buy a $200 video camera, that's all you can afford, and start shooting video reports and using free video editing programs. I mean, that's what I did. I would go out and shoot on like a $200 or less camera, VHS camera. I'd have to edit it on 3/4 inch ancient 1970s equipment they had at Access TV. Later they got new equipment, but I already knew how to use the old stuff. I used to hand-cut audio tape with a splicer, and I'm glad I had to do all of that by myself. Made my films, voiced them, made the first 3 or 4 all by myself. The rest was with a computer at my house that took hours to render 1 minute. And so nowadays it's like Buck Rogers. But I mean, just do it. A lot of people say, I'm training to be a journalist. I'm getting involved. You know, right from wrong. You're going to learn as you go along. Just get in the game. Get involved. Have your voice be heard now. You don't have to build, and I'm not putting you down, Angelo. I'm just telling you, towards, you know, someday I'm going to be a journalist. I mean, you've got the lady who, I've got the article here, who lied about, you know, aluminum tubes and nukes in Iraq, criticizing WikiLeaks and saying they're not real journalists right now. I mean, that's like Beelzebub, you know, saying that John the Baptist is a wicked devil. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. But great to hear from you, Angelo. Get in there and get involved and just start. You are a journalist. You are a researcher. You know right from wrong. You know taser deaths every day are wrong. You know the police state's wrong. You know the government's too big. Max Kaiser, do you have any comments to Angelo?
Yeah, I sure do. Here's the secret to life. Get yourself a copy of Webster's New College Dictionary. Costs about $6. And read the entire thing cover to cover. It might take you 2 years, but read the entire dictionary. That way you give yourself an education. And you are ready to stretch out on your own into the...
And by the way,
world.
That's all they did with the Founding Fathers. Almost all of them were trained until about 14 at home, and they read the Encyclopedia and Black's Law and other dictionaries, and they could speak 5-6 languages, and were all incredible inventors, and had IQs of probably around 180. So, he's absolutely right. That's how you do it. We'll be right back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget... CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't...
All right, I'm going to continue in this segment into the next with Max Keiser on calls. Then I want to get into all the other issues with Max, some of the just incredible police state developments, like the courts, federal court ruling, police don't need a warrant to take your cell phone and download everything off of it. I mean, this is happening, and all these smart cameras to go in, quote, all the businesses to make sure you're not upset or angry, right out of THX1138. That's in the New York Times telling you how great it is. This is insane. Now more than ever, we've got to speak out and say no and support alternative media and people that tell the truth. I've done almost 3 hours now. We're doing the fourth hour coming up with Max Keiser and your calls and a lot of news. And I haven't plugged PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. For a few more weeks, we're going to have the New Year special that we run in December into New Year's, where you can get 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. A higher quality audio commercial-free podcast, the video cast, the video simulcast of the radio show, several more dimensions of information. PrisonPlanet.tv, and it is your memberships that make it possible. Every subject under the sun, every guest you can imagine, all there. Special interviews where I've got crews flying all over the country. We've got two new interviews going up this week, several the next week, several more. It's just endless. I'm going to start just dumping whole archives of never-before-seen stuff, new stuff, all to PrisonPlanet.tv. We're upping our operation. Soon I'm starting a daily TV show, PrisonPlanet.tv. It'll be developed into a weekly for television. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv, and the special's almost up. If you want to get 5+ months free, you sign up for a year, you pay for 6.7 months, you get 5.3 months free. That's what the special comes out to. PrisonPlanet.tv. And spread the word about the free podcast, the free iPhone app. That's how we're reaching more people. It's good for you to talk yourself blue in the face to neighbors or give them copies of films that are, you know, covering these issues like Endgame, Invisible Empire, Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, that shatter the left-right paradigm. But it's even more important to get them to listen to the show so then they'll hear Max Keiser's and Ron Paul's and Jesse Ventura's and Stefan Molyneux's and, you know, all these different ideas and Alan Watt. The website, of course, for Max Keiser is maxkeiser.com. That's maxkeiser.com, and he has a show on RT, BBC, Press TV, a Saturday morning radio show on Genesis, GCNlive.com. I mean, it's just amazing the output he's doing. And as we go to the fourth hour, I want to finish up with calls and then get into other issues and things that are on your radar and where you see silver going and where you see the economy going. But Max specifically, more about the alternative media. The system's coming in now, openly saying they want to censor it, and even mainstream news like CTV in Canada is reporting this is a corporate takeover of the web. They're getting scared.
Yeah, well, do you see that news that came out, I guess, the last couple of months that actually they're going to open up the spectrum to a community radio station in the U.S.? They're going to allow communities now to start up local radio stations.
Yeah, they always say that, though, and then it's local communism promotion stuff.
Well, I mean, it started out because they're in crisis in various communities. There was no way to inform people because all the local stations were national stations and they had no local way to reach out to people. So they passed. So there's some very aggressive, you know, radio-friendly people who got this passed, and they're going to start giving out local radio licenses.
Yeah, I saw that. It needs to be like Access TV, though, on the radio, and not be some kind of fake co-op where everybody's wearing red stars on their shirts. And that means as these licenses go out, good people need to get the license at the inception of this and make sure it's a real liberty message. Do you agree, Max Keiser?
That's right. Get look it up now and get in line now so you can grab the spectrum and you can all launch a free radio, local radio station. This is the greatest thing to happen in the
world. Or as long as you don't interfere with anybody. Just fire up a powerful pirate transmitter and say, New World Order, you want it, you got it. That's real renegade. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with the Keiser.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.